You are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
The dust settles, you can see a new world in place of where the old one had been. Your skin is crawling with dry, crusted mud, and your naked feet are wet in a pool of blood. And the whistle of the wind in your ears is so loud that your memories have blown up in a mushroom cloud. As your eyes accommodate, there appears by the meadow a group like a bear with a long, dark shadow. And you violently shake over what you have seen as you remember the tale of the altered beast.
I think I see an altered beast by the tree.
Make you weep crimson tears from the lesions. But the thing that I lust for, and the thing that I'll get, is to take over your body and to be in your head.
I see you. I want to rain your head. Rusty red. I won't quit.
Just a sweet bit of me. Come closer and drink malevolence from my tea. Golden wolf, and you are caribou. My left hand is a knife, and my right is a fork. I will pull you apart like a butcher pulls pork.
I see you. I want to.
Come hither, my friend. My stomach is rumbling. cross to our friend on the monster's plate. In time, he will turn and reincarnate.
I know I see an altered beast by the tree.
Feel a thing in your sinuous head. No love, no pain, and no fear of dread. Your apathetic dispassion has made you distort, and your savoir-faire is to kill for sport. You'd wound a small creature and watch it wiggle, and lust to feel so bad that you'd force a giggle. So crooked and curled is your point of view. There is no other creature more malicious than you.
I'm completely satisfied. My upper life I will not miss. An undead beast until I die. And I will not give up on this. Never! We're so I could be this.
You're ruthless and savage and sadistic and vindictive. And you find human flesh is incredibly addictive. But the longer you live and the longer you kill, there's a void that gets harder and harder to fill. The void that you feel within would suggest that a canyon has opened up inside of your chest. And whatever you do, there's no turning back. You've reached the end of the cul-de-sac.
Everything that's inside of me, and all of that's all around me, I got myself to see and leave, and now I don't feel anything. Insincere and trivial, the world is full of all meaning, and God is all that's visceral, and now I don't feel anything. Never! I don't feel anything, I don't feel no pain.
To find someone new, some sapid fresh meat. Ostinato. Every time I think of the poor, I recall the fear upon their faces and the doomed fate of them all. I saw death become of light and life become of fire. I saw it from my hiding place within the quagmire. I bringeth forth the drama, unabridged and unignored, the battle of the Balrog and the mighty light.
You are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Lord of Lightning shifts his gaze, points his strong finger out.
Lights up a carnival of paint. I endeavor to watch the panic, but I worry that I will faint.
Floating fire, golden wire, silver trails, flashing spire. Guns are cracking, bombs are smacking, cannonball tails, whips are lashing. Lord of Lightning's closer now.
From the Lord's electric snare, one goes in his electric chair. His electric trap was electric cyanide. The luckless hostage has been thoroughly fried. Studied with open crusted eyes, the smoking corpse began to twitch at my great surprise. Then the figure sprung up, and at once it caught a light, and the creature known as Balrog was born that very night. Fears not the lightning lord, he's fixed on us as him ignored. Bravery to sneak a glimpse at its expression, and beyond the flames, a searing smirk at our present depression. I fear that God's a chef, and he's thrown us into a great pot. He is here, fully formed, and glowing red and lapis hot.
Heated madness comes to gouge the heart.
Laid out is the burnt path he strayed, and so the damned remaining lot knelt before the red behemoth. And as they prepared for afterlife, there appeared the endemic monstrosity. The Lightning Lord was back and charged the Balrog with animosity. Furious, he pummeled his breast and a blaze lit the heavens. The stage was set for war, and to the Balrog, the Lord's finger beckoned. This altered world.
Floating by the sky, everything will die. Floating fire, golden wire, silver trails, flashing spire, guns are cracking. Bombs are smacking, cat tails, whips are lashing. Lord of lightning, save me, pulls a golden snake, launches into space, and hurts to the beast. One word, lightning.
And as the acrid Balrog corpse smoulders just like it began, its crimson-orange light melts into the setting sun, and leaving us not without a final clap of light, the Lightning Lord escapes as day fades into moonless night.
And ignorant, deathless and restless, cold contrite coward, digitized satellite, augmented entities, unremembered God, the world fades to black. Welcome to an altered future.
Abuser.
is the pain from a wound, the last rebirth from the flesh of a wound. Wretched life in this altered place, there must be more I can embrace. My name is Hantiomi. I am a cyborg. Born, if you may call it that, in a world that is dense and black. Created without a desire to draw breath, without a desire to have being, without a yearning just to be. It like my desire back, my life back, my soul back, my humanity. Oh, how I long for it. For an era I have meditated, like the primordial Buddha beneath the body. My pseudo-mind, pseudo-wonder. I climbed and I clambered, and I ambled upon some understanding. The gold beneath the virtual rainbow. I am bereft of two human things, two things that a cyborg can never do. Two things that I strive for. Two things between myself and mankind. Death and the vomit. I want the perspiration. I want the nausea. I want to be sick. I want to feel the hot, piquant nuggets. I wanted to find passage through my cold figure. I want to make a mess. I want the odor. I want the spectacle, and I want it again. I want it all. And I would like to die. A noble death. Or a coward's death. A hero's death. Or a lonely death. To die in the arms of a lover. Or the arms of an alien. I desire my catch of experience to pulsate through my quasi synapses. And then to be gone, expired, perished, fallen, dead, forevermore. Just like that. To my design, like Frankenstein's monster. I am your father, I am your god, and you the magic that I conjure. The thankless wine, the blasphemous jug. My creature had no love for me, which made me berserk. I am covered in vomit. I am coated and sick. I have no name and no place. This is no way to live. So I took over my creation. The spew-coated protein. I plugged myself in. And became one with machine.
I go feel blessed with a vomit in my bed. I feel like death. Vomit coffin. Vomit coffin. Vomit coffin. Vomit coffin.
The spatter becomes the spray becomes a stream, and the stream becomes a waterfall. Munt is finally cascading from my input. The creeping sick moves from my breath and into my heart, where it is pumped to every inch of my body. I feel it snake through the knots of my deepest veins and eats through the walls of my cells. It bleeds through the pores of my skin, and it smells good. It drops from my crotch onto the floor, and with a heavy slap it hits the ground and spreads. Inside my body, the pressure is too great, and like some ancient geyser I erupt. My head hits the roof and my body breaks apart with the force of the liquid blood. Vomit bomb. Chunky shrapnel tears through everything around me. I am vomiting. I grow into spurs. Bleeding through walls, I force myself upon others. I slide up legs and crawl down throats. I integrate. I am up, triple. I am 10 times the size. I turn lakes into porridge and buildings into bile. I am a noxious soup filling valleys with vomit torrents. Castles crumble in landslides and I munch the rubble. It tastes good. 10,000 times bigger. I seep into power sockets and travel along the wires at the speed of light across vast electrical networks. I am electric. I am on fire. This is sex. I am every one and every zero. 1,000,000. I am supercharged, flaming puke storming every cell, molecule and atom I can find. I am cancer. I am flying. I am a rainbow unfurling across the sky. I am floating. I am omni. 500,000,000. The world is my interior. It no longer spins. It is altered. My density forces me outward. I am in orbit. 1,000,000,000. I am Saturn's rings and Jupiter's storms. I am the weather. I am the sun's heat. I am the night sky. 500,000,000,000. The solar system is due to the Kuiper Belt and beyond. I fill the void. Exploding suns vomit comets. Comets vomit acid rain. Spilled milk over the Milky Way. 1,000,000,000. The stars are myself. Racing faster outwards. Upwards. Downwards. Inwards. Losing track of my place in the vomit. First. Every nowhere. I am heavy. I am gravity. Nebulous pregnant with bath pulsate and thirst. Expansion. I shoot arrows of time in all directions. I am a black hole shitting into the void. I tear through the skin of perception and into the next. Non-alien. The cosmic microtone background becomes transparent. Like rising damp, mud soaks into the walls of the coast moss, and it topples like soggy breath. I am arc energy accelerating. Multiverse. Entanglement. I am time. Centered in. Time missing. Critical density. Contraction.
singularity, everything and nothing, life and death, murder of the universe.